That is why these miracles, what we call miracles, are mysterious happenings, like this Patterson's Vibhuti. Mysterious. We can't understand. We are not able to explain. Why? In order to draw people to himself. There is one Dr. Bhaskaran Nair, B.Sc. Zoology. He spoke in the summer course the other day. And he was in Trivandrum, far down south, near the Cape. And he had a son who had a weak heart, palpitating. So that every morning he used to peep into his son's bed to find out whether he is alive, because his heart was so bad. He was there, he didn't know about Baba or nothing. Then one day, the boy said, I had dreamt somebody came to me with a big halo of hair, and he said, you come to Puttaparthi. Come to Puttaparthi. So he told his father, I had a dream in which somebody came and said, come to Puttaparthi. This Bhaskar Nair, professor of zoology, very much on the top in that line, he said, what is this? Dream? Yes, clear. Puttaparthi, he said. So he got the railway timetable and wanted to find out whether Puttaparthi is actually a place. Not there. Then he got a post office guide, and there Puttaparthi is there. So he embraced his son and said, wonderful chap, your dream is true. There is a place called Puttaparthi on the map of India. What a wonderful thing. And you are asked by somebody to come to Puttaparthi. What a great act of grace is this. So he wrote to the postmaster of Puttaparthi whether there is anyone who is an expert in treatment of hearts. The medical treatment of hearts. That is what he imagined. And then he found this. He wrote back saying, Arere, it is not simply a heart. Chipram hridaya daurbanyam tyaktva tishta parantapa. He who accused Arjuna of weakness of heart and strengthened his heart to fight the battle, he is here. That is the reply that he got. And then he came over with the son. Wait, there is a sequel to this story. And for the son, was pretty weak. He was about 9 years old at that time. I was in Puttaparthi, and because I am also a Kerala man, Baba asked me to look after this boy. And he gave him vibhuti, and he became all right. He had to be given some special dishes, and I could prepare it, my people, and he was all right. So he passed his B.Sc. He did in Voltaire some electronics or something. And he applied for the Atomic Energy Commission. Atomic Energy Commission, they advertised for somebody, and he applied. And medical examination. They put the stethoscope in the proper places, and they said, heart condition not good. So 9 years boy, cured by Baba, came up to his MSc, and that doctor discovered that the powder was not enough, that heart. So the poor fellow, Dr. Bhaskar Nair and the son, came to Puttaparthi. He said, wow, after all this, again this, just when he is about to enter a career. So the man was broken down, and he came to Puttaparthi and he caught hold of me. And it was Shivaratri, 35,000 people. How could he see Baba at that time? Luckily, this Bhaskar Nair is a good speaker. And noting him among the crowd, Baba said, you asked that Bhaskar Nair to speak this evening. Because usually Baba wants somebody to speak before him, so that he can speak afterwards, taking some points from what that man has said. So Bhaskar Nair was to speak. And I told him, look here, wonderful chance. You will be sitting next to him on the dais. And you will have 1 year of Baba available. So tell him this thing. So he spoke to him, Swami, this thing happened. Swami asked him, how many doctors examined him? One. They appealed that a panel of doctors must examine the son. It is all. So, what, and you know, among doctors, they have got a kind of a professional courtesy that when one doctor says the patient is dead, all other doctors will say dead, though he might not have died. It's a kind of professional, they all hang together so that they may not hang separately. So, three doctors, panel of doctors, certifies that the heart is all right. And he was in the Atomic Energy Commission and he did his PhD. And I think now he is in the telephone factory, electronics department, Dr. Radhakrishna. So here is a case of drawing that boy and the parents and the family. Bhakti Nosagi Rikshin Chedi Shakti Mayur. He caught hold of him and brought him. And like that, people who have absolutely no faith, people who are denying God even, or denying Baba, he catches them by some miracle like this. Swami will say, and somebody, let me tell you one more thing. I suppose it is I am, there is the other lady to speak, I shouldn't, no, only one more. Now the northeastern frontier, China, India, border, very nervous area. You know, when Chinese invasion came, the tribals there, their loyalty is always wavering. And our people, Indians, had to leave a large portion of that area and come away because they were not quite sure of the loyalty of the tribals around them, Tejpur and all that. Now, there is one Lieutenant Colonel Raja, who is the Lieutenant Governor of Arunachal Pradesh at the present time. He was the advisor to the Governor of Tribal Affairs. And there was one leader of these tribals, a man called Bokkenette. His word was law. Over at least some 10,000 square miles of that area. And that man had a stomachache. And the government of India tried its best to cure him of that stomachache. That was the talk of the tribals, wherever they met, in markets or bazaars. They took him to this hospital and that hospital, All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi. They spent a lot of money upon him. Every doctor famous for as a physician put his finger into his stomach and examined him, and nothing happened. So the talk of the tribal area was, what has happened to Bokkenette's stomachache? Bokkenette's stomachache. Bokkenette's stomachache. And this Raja, he is a devotee, he is a tribal affairs man. He said he must be sent to Puttaparthi. And therefore he arranged what is called a Bharat Darshan. He collected a number of tribals and put them into a train and prepared a timetable so that they can go all around India. And he included Puttaparthi. And he came to Puttaparthi. This group of about 15 people, accompanied by a secretary to the government, who was arranging the entire. They spent, you know, a lot of money upon these tribals. Whatever they want, they give, so that they may be for India rather than China. So how this disease bill came, and that man has prepared a report to government upon the tour. And Baba spoke to them in their language, Adi language. It mentioned in the government report. And discovered that this man had stomach ache. So Vibhuti gave it to him. And the report says that that night he ate 3 chapatis in the canteen. And after that day, every day his bill came to 30 rupees in those old days. And his bhokhanete went back. And everybody asked, what has happened to bhokhanete's stomach ache? Gone! Where? Puttaparthi! Aray, how did it happen? Satya Sai Baba. So, the entire area, even now I get, the other day this Bhokhanete stood election, Arunachal Pradesh Assembly, and he won. And I telegraphed to him, congratulations, and he sent back saying, thanks to the blessings of Baba. So, Baba is now the family deity of the entire tribal area. And Chavan, the foreign minister at that time, defense minister, was saying, he has saved us 5 divisions of the Indian army. Because the tribals are now definitely on the side of Puttaparthi, though not of India. Do you see? And they wanted to build a temple there for their gods. It is Dhoni Polo is their gods. The sun and the moon. Wonderful gods to select. Sun and the moon. And Baba has drawn a kind of architectural plan. They consult Baba for everything now. And they wanted their idol to be installed in the temple. And Baba, or somebody is saying, cannot Baba produce a pumpkin? It cannot be held in one fist. But Baba, in that report of that secretary, you will find, he waved both his hands and he got about 18 inches by 10 inches, a copper plate, copper or 5 metal plate, in which you got the sun and the moon. And that is now installed in that temple at Along, in northeastern frontier. So, Baba has become the tribal deity of that area. So in this way, Baba is Bhakti no sagi rikshinchadi shakti mayud. I wanted just to read out to you. You see, Baba is supposed not to know English. And you have got a translator. This Bhagavantam is the translator, I was the translator. I told you that he spoke Adi language. In Africa he spoke the Swahili language. But that doesn't mean that he knows this Swahili language through and through. If he must speak to somebody who knows only the Swahili language, ad hoc, for the purpose, he will use Swahili. That's what I am saying is his love is so powerful, his compassion is so powerful. Suppose you know only Swahili and I want to communicate with you something. What can I do? I've got to speak in your language. So I take the language from you and use it. That is how it happens. So the Adi people, tribals, they know only one language. Suppose in our country here, children have got a language of their own. If you say, Annam Tinnu, they won't know. Buwa, you'll have to say. Or Apachi or something, for something else. I don't know what the child language here is. So if you want to give it, if you want to ask it to eat some dosa or something, you can't say, Masal dosa tintava, you can't say. Because it won't understand. So you've got to say, Apachi. Then it will open its mouth. So the mother uses that language, which a child understands. So this Baba uses the Swahili language. And